It was an ordinary summer night in the camp deep in the forest. Every single one of us was sitting around the campfire cooking marshmallows. At the time, they had no clue of my intentions, and to be honest, neither did I.
Give me the bag of marshmallows, please.
Here, take it.
What do you think about the camp?
Everything is all right, but I feel really creeped out.
Why?
Haven't you heard the rumors about the secrets of this place?
What secrets?
To be honest, this place has some really disturbing stories about serial killers. Rumor has it that 20 years ago, right at the spot, a group of teens about our age went missing. Every single one of them was killed differently. Later, the detectives found their bodies in different places. One body was found in a room tied to a chair.
Stop it! I'm already scared!
No, let her finish the story.
So, as I said, the body was found in a room. On the walls, there were palindromes. Later was found out that the person had abophobia. That is the fear of words that are spelled the same way forwards as backwards.
So on the topic of fears, what fears or phobias do you have?
Personally, I have hydrophobia, the fear of water.
I'm scared of choking. It's really frightening. I have this fear because someone close to me choked to death on a piece of cookie.
I'm claustrophobic.
I don't have any fears.
So we're dealing with an alpha male.
Yes.
Oh no, look, there are no marshmallows left.
I think there should be more in the cabin, so... Ethan, yeah, you, go and get some.
Of course.
Have you noticed that Ethan has not said anything about his fears? He seems to be zoned out, like he's high or something.
For real, though. What was that?
It's probably just a bird.
There is no way, just a bird. Someone go check what happened.
Okay, I will go.
Giovanni, be careful.
Do not worry, my ladies. I'll make sure to come back to this exquisite place and have another tea ceremony with you. Now, pardon me, I must go.
My knight in shining armor.
What do we do? What do we do? They might be in trouble.
Come on, they're probably just trying to scare us. You know what they say. Boys will be boys.
Yeah, either way, let's just ditch them.
Good night.
Sleep tight. And don't die, please.
Damn.
So you see what happened when I heard the story about the serial killer. I was inspired. At night, I got into their room and kidnapped them. I killed them with the thing they feared the most.
You're joking. This is some sort of a prank.
Starting with Lydia, do you remember how she said she was claustrophobic? So I stabbed her, and while she still had some life in her, I put her in a dark, tiny box, so the last thing she would feel was fear. Then was Alice's turn. I simply put a table tennis ball down her throat so she would choke on it, while I stabbed her eyes out.
No way! You don't have the guts to do that!
Now you may recall that I did not kill you. That was because you showed no fear. But now I know the only thing that is scary to you, that is to be forgotten. I will keep you locked up in this place. You'll hear choppers flying overhead. You'll know when they stop looking for you. You'll know when they forget about you. You'll die here alone.